Mr. Chair, Indonesia fully associates itself with the statement delivered by the group of member states of the non-aligned movement parties to the NPT. Indonesia would like to reiterate its position on the inalienable rights of states to pursue nuclear energy for peaceful purposes without discriminations as specified in the NPT, and that non-proliferation effort should never hamper nor become a prerequisite to the rights of states to do so. We are fully aware that the rights come with responsibility to adhere to Article 1 and 2 of the NPT. And as such, Indonesia has demonstrated its commitment to never having the desire to develop, transfer, and or be involved in proliferation of nuclear weapons. Mr. Chair, Indonesia believes that the full, effective, and non-discriminatory implementation of Article 4 of the NPT has a vital and crucial role in achieving the objectives of the treaty. With due regard to all activities designed to promote the peaceful uses of nuclear energy, Indonesia calls on all state parties that preferential treatment shall be given to the non-nuclear weapon states parties to the treaty as a fundamental principle. Such preferential treatment should also take into account the particular needs of developing countries. Indonesia recognizes that IAEA plays a central role in the implementation of Article 4 of the NPT, particularly through the Technical Cooperation Program. Indonesia is pleased with the ongoing cooperation with the IAEA in the various fields such as food, agriculture, livestock, health, research, and industry. Indonesia also commends the importance of the IAEA's role in achieving a sustainable development goals. In this regard, Indonesia is also continuing to work closely with the IAEA towards the fulfillment of the SDGs, including through the Technical Cooperation Program. Indonesia has been working closely with the agency not only as a beneficiary, but also as a provider of technical cooperation for other members. Mr. Chair, Indonesia would like to encourage all parties to the treaty to continue and enhance their support and contributions to this program. Indonesia, for its part, has continued its effort in enhancing support and contribution to the Technical Cooperation Program through its regular contribution to the Technical Cooperation Fund, as well as through government cost sharing and other extra-budgetary contribution, including the IAEA Peaceful Uses Initiative. Mr. Chair, Indonesia calls upon states to ensure that measures to strengthen nuclear security do not hamper international cooperation in the field of peaceful nuclear activities, nor undermine the established priorities of the agency's technical cooperation program. Finally, Mr. Chair, Indonesia would like to reiterate its belief that this PREPCOM will reaffirm the guarantee of assurance that no state party is limited in the exercise of its rights to research, produce, and use nuclear energy and technologies for peaceful purposes in accordance to the NPT. I thank you.